Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you with us here tonight from all over the world. Especially right where you are. And, you know, we're going to have another welcome to the Community of Faith third anniversary party. Isn't that something? Jeez. All right. Well, it'll work here directly because it's just an app and it has to work. There we go. Now, so we're glad to have you with us. Last night we did a bunch of celebrating, people talking about what they were doing on this earth when they first came to the Community of Faith. Let's get YouTube live with us. Meeting is live. There we go. What in the world is that? No.
Are you trying to put something up there that doesn't want to go?
No. No, the problem is it wants to go and keep going. it's just something, it's on the screen. You're like, you just look at it like, why is that there? What are you doing there? Who do you think you are trying to take over my computer? And, you know, it's not like we're novices here. But, you know, I saw a live stream today of another guy that's got obvious as a ministry. And he's been doing it for a while. You can tell he's got nice banners and stuff behind him, and he's got equipment and everything. And the poor guy, I caught him right at the beginning of the program, and you can see his big finger like this up on the screen of a tablet or phone or something. And he's just looking, and you can see the frustration on his face, like, just work. And he keeps hitting the buttons, and he's like, just work. And then you can see him. He gets the phone. He's holding it. And you can hear him clicking on it. And he's like, you know, just work. Just work. And then he sticks it back up in the holder. And he says, well, I guess that what we're going to have to do is just shut everything off and turn it back on. You know, have you ever been there? How many times have we been there? And so he says, I guess we're going to have to just shut it off. And just like that, his guest came up. He's like, wow, look at there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he waves at the young lady that's going to be talking. And she's like, she starts talking. Hi, you know. But he can't hear her. And he's like, no sound. Isn't that something? I don't have any sound. So it was very encouraging to me today, see that we're not the only ones that have that same kind of issue. And even though Dr. Oral Roberts and Billy Graham and Brother Copeland and all those guys have perfect broadcast. It's all right for you and I to have the broadcast that we have. And I like excellence. Don't get me wrong. I do not like things that are not excellent. I like excellence. But we've also learned here at the Community of Faith that excellence, really, the true definition of excellence is we accomplished what it was that God wanted us to do for the evening. That's excellent.
The thing is, success is better than we'll be perfect.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And it doesn't matter who you are or if you've ever been close to one of these ministries, you realize it doesn't all go perfect. Last year, Sister Leanne and I went to Brother Copeland, had a I forget what he called it, revival or fire and revival or something. Anyways, it was a word deal up in Fargo. And so I'm like, well, if it's in Fargo, we're going, you know, that's close. You don't get the big names like that coming out here. And I love Brother Copeland, and never have I seen him in person. And so we went, and I'm like, well, why don't we see if we can get on this team and volunteer? And so we, you know, we asked. They're like, sure, we'd love to have you on the team and have you sit on this edge and be an usher, hand out offering envelopes, help people be seated. Kind of got to sit in the back a little bit, got to be on the inside. And we got to see just exactly what goes on. And, of course, Brother Copeland's up there and Jerry Savelle, and it's polished. It looks good. The platform looks good. And the music is good. Brother Copeland gets up to speak, or Brother Jerry gets up to speak, and all the lights on the stage go out. Now, the lights in the room don't go out, but all of Brother Copeland's lights for the TV go out. Brother Jerry's like, well, turn on the light. I'll just keep preaching. They turn the light on, and maybe it was Kenneth. I don't remember. One of the two of them was up there preaching. So afterwards, I said to the lead guy in charge of the helps team, I'm like, so what happened, man? And he said, well, we know that when we turn all our lights on, we're going to suck too much juice for the hotel to be able to handle it. So we've learned to rent a diesel generator, park it out on the backside of the building, and then that generator will produce enough electricity. We're not blowing fuses. We're not burning anybody's wires up. And all we got to do is take our cord out and plug it in. And he said, it works wonderfully. And he said, we showed up here and it was already here a day early. And he's like, everything's perfect. I'm like, what happened? He goes, they forgot to fill the tank up with fuel.
Yeah, those generators do require gas.
He said, so the reason those lights were off that long is because that's how long it took somebody to find 10-gallon jugs and take them down to the local gas station and buy diesel fuel and bring it back and put it in the unit. I'm like, no stinking way. And he's like, you know, we don't usually do anything with the units because we just rent and pay for them to do it. And it, you know what? It just encouraged me. Not only have we fought some technologies up here, but I'm not glad that happened to Brother Copeland in any sense of the word. But the reality is that this is real life. We are dealing with a real situation in our lives here. And so we're glad to have you with us. Anyways, this is our third anniversary. I told everybody I was going to have more cake and ice cream, but I had so much sugar last night. I've been running a marathon ever since. I probably ran about 75 miles today, you know, and not really, but it just, I don't need that much sugar. And thank God I saw that a long time ago. And but anyways, welcome. This is our third anniversary. 3 years ago tonight was our second message. 3 years ago tonight. And so, isn't that something? So tonight, we started 2 nights ago, a message on communion. And I want to finish that message up tonight because it's a really good teaching on communion. Even if I'm the one teaching it, I think it's really good. And the bottom line is Holy Spirit was speaking to and through us. And, you know, we've learned that communion is a very, very, very vital, powerful force of our life. And I have asked God over and over that because we do communion every night, I've asked him to help it be real for you. And just like the children of Israel, there would be no feeble one amongst us. That means all our eyesight would be perfect. All our hearing would be perfect. All our skin would be perfect. Our hair would be perfect. How many want perfect hair? I want perfect hair. All of us would have bodies free from fat. And all the skinny people that need some fat, they would get some fat. And all our... Do what?
Muscle.
Amen. And you know, God said about the children of Israel, Psalm 105. Matter of fact, let's just turn there. God said about the children of Israel, Psalm 105, happy anniversary. Keep going. Psalm 105, happy anniversary. Psalm 100. There you go, Brother Rogers there. Sister Sunday's there. Good evening, YouTube. It's good to have you with us tonight. It really, really is good to have you with us tonight. And we're going to Psalm 105. Whoops. No matter how much you look at Psalm 106, you will not find Psalm 105 there. All right? And we're going to go down here, seven. Through 15, Psalm 105, 7 through 15. And, you know, tonight I was wanting a whole bunch more people to show up so they could tell their story about how they got to be a part of the community of faith. But that hasn't happened. So guess what? It will be all right. And we'll just keep going just like we are. We've got a really good message about communion tonight. And that'll work wonders. Here, give me just a second. I got to hit a couple more things here so I can have all the YouTube done like it's supposed to be done. I'm trying to help this be so that you guys can add your comments and nobody will say anything.
Of saying something was adding comments.
No, the moderators won't say anything.
Right.
All right. They're the ones that's saying something. All right. There we go. That's done. And that's done. Psalm 105. Here we go. Psalm 105, verse 7. He is the Lord our God. Woo! Woo! Anybody want to shout? His judgments are in all the earth. I love this next one. He remembers his covenant forever. The word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. Hallelujah. He remembers his word. He commanded his word for 1,000 generations. Now, since Abraham, there's only been like 125 generations. And so you and I got to realize 1,000 generations for a long, long time yet. The covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac confirmed it to Jacob for a statute to Israel as an everlasting covenant. Everlasting covenant. Verse 11, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance, when they were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. And I don't remember. I think the number was 96. I think the children of Israel were 96 strong when they went to Egypt. 96, I think it's what the number was. somebody finds that out, let me know. We'll tell everybody. Then it says 13, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no one. He permitted no one to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, wait, then let's go down here to verse 24. He increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. I like that. 26, he sent Moses his servant and Aaron, whom he had chosen, and they performed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. 37, he also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among them. If God, no, not if, because it's already done. Since God did that for them back then before the cross, think how much more he's going to do for you and I in this day. Because we're filled with his spirit, Jesus lives in us and the Father lives in us. Can I get an amen from anybody?
Amen and amen. Amen, hallelujah.
Welcome, Sister Leanne. Good to have you with us out there running around tonight. Wait, let me say that differently. Good to have you with us, Sister Leanne. Making sure people get their suppers there. That's better. The other didn't sound good. So, here we go. We are now going to go to a blog talk radio program that we did on March 19th, 2020. So this was 4 days before our first day. I was actually teaching this message on blog talk radio. And all y'all going to like this message. It's a good message. And I'm just going to share it. There's not going to be any video. You'll just see the names up there. We'll all have our cameras off so we don't distract you. I may stop it a couple times and just shout amen because this guy's going to make some really good points. We're going to enjoy this teaching tonight on communion. It's one of our very foundation principles. You know what? It's not written on that mission statement. We got to add that to the mission statement, love. All right, here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive the word of God by the Holy Spirit from this message and your messenger in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's see. I have to share the screen? I don't guess I do. Oh, speaker. I knew something was missing.
Samuel's mask was stolen, and Samuel caught a less iPhone.
No. There you go.
Samuel caught a less iPhone. Disconnected.
Here we go. The power of communion. This is 19 March 2020. Glory. Can you hear it, Phyllis?
Yes, very well.
All right, good. Oh. good. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I can't. Amen. Accident. He's a nutter. Yeah, this is about communion. Hallelujah. Amen. I like that. Talk to get begun. Come on, Jesus. Help. At midnight. God's bringing justice. Armies. enjoy it. Pass over. Did not touch Goshen. There is a difference. They knew it. Serious. Amen. God for that. Amen. Very same day. Wow.
I love Psalm 105.
I love the word. I love the word. Give me speaking against your prophet again. Wow. Yes, he did. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. News. Yeah. I love the word. He is my heart, and I in my heart. Right. Once a year. John. John. Matthew. That's a lot of hallelujah. Amen. I accept your righteousness. Amen.
Love that rocking chair.
Amen. You don't even have the design. Thank you, Jim. Hallelujah. Yep. It's a real battle. I love the word. Amen.
Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to it again, too.
Amen. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Uh-oh. Yeah, he got it. That's good. Hallelujah. No longer can we do that now, do we? Come on. That's me.
Oh, Revelation 1:5-6.
Amen. Amen, brother. Preach it. Help me. Judge my Amen.
I've heard a lot of children say the Lord's Prayer at the age of 2. My children did. Iniquities. 196. You, Lord, I am healed. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah, it has. Thank you. Jesus called it joy.
Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name.
That means you're, but I can't play it. That gets me attention I don't need. All right, I think that guy did a great job tonight of teaching the Word of God. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you ought to try copying him. Learn how to do it just like he did.
I don't know what you got going, sister, but you're over-modulating pretty strong there. Probably need to back off from the mic just a little bit. It's all right. You know, this is really interesting. And nobody may have ever experienced this before, but I just spent 2 hours listening to myself. So just in case you heard me just say that, and like, wait, that's him. Why did he just say that? That was a joke. I was being a person of jokingness. Because that was led by the Holy Spirit of God. And, of course, it's not 15 minutes, but you can't get the whole communion story in 15 minutes. And Holy Spirit did a really good job of laying that out. And I'm going to do my best to get this edited. We got a couple little spots in there. Edit it and get it up on the website so that people can click on it and have this to study for communion. Because it's something you could just turn on and you're doing dishes, cooking your supper, whatever. You know, I'm going to sleep tonight. The power of this teaching tonight is that it lays out the Old and the New Testament together. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for inspiring us to do this. And, you know, I can see places where we've all grown and developed since then. But, you know, when you get to flowing with the Holy Spirit, it's going to, how's Dr. Winston saying? It's not only going to be right, it's going to be tight. That's kind of like a Chicago statement. Yeah. Anyways, but Dr. Barclay always said, when you have a guest speaker, don't try to re-preach his message. Just say amen and be done.
Amen and be done.
I just never had me be my own guest speaker. So, you're also just give us our closing verses. But Phyllis, you're really blasting everybody here, so you might want to move back from the mic a little.
Okay. Ephesians 1, verse 15 through 23. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I do not give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of the power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, and not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head of all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. And chapter 3, verse 19, 20, and 21. I love this. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. And thank you for letting me read that.
In the mighty name of Jesus, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Never forget it. Never let any religious spirit tell you it's not true. And seek it out every day. He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, tomorrow night, we're going to have a great time. We're going to do a replay of one of our previous Saturday Night Lives from way back. So all y'all come on out, and it's going to be good. If you have a question about what we've been teaching or what we've been saying, I encourage you to get involved. You know, send me a text, send me a message, send me an email, and ask a question. We'll work it in to tomorrow night's teaching and be a blessing and help you walk with God. Remember, all of our answers that we have are the word of God, because it's his word that is able to make you stand. Jesus said, when you know the truth will set you free. And so you got to know the truth. And when you get that truth down here, then it fills up all your life, and it comes up here, and it solves all your problems. And we continually help you find that truth in Jesus' name. All right. Remember this. Till we see you again, No, wait a minute. I declare right now, Job chapter 33, over every one of you, that tonight, in a vision, in a dream, while deep sleep comes upon you, that God will seal an instruction inside of you. Turn your feet from falling into the pit, keep you from being destroyed by the sword, and bless your heart, life, and see something you've never seen before. I ask God to show you an infallible proof you've never seen in your life. And I declare that the wisdom of Almighty God comes upon you even tonight while you sleep. Your young men will see dreams and visions. The old men will see visions on the men servants and the maid servants. He's pouring out his spirit. Come to Jesus tonight. In Jesus, my name. Here we go. Until we see again, this is what we say. Remember this? We love you.
We love you.
And God loves
you.
And Jesus
is Lord.